This is The Bird Show.
If you know a hardcore Usher fan and they missed our interview with Usher, I don't even want to call it an interview. I want to call it a conversation, man, because it wasn't like, it was just weaving in and out of personal stuff and also professional stuff. He gave us some nuggets he's never given anybody else before. The whole interview, because we had to edit it for radio, but the whole interview is going up in just a couple of seconds, and you'll be able to find it at thebirdshow.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bird Show's Entertainment Buzz.
Just a heads up that we're going to be talking about miscarriage, because Bethany Frankel says that she was relieved when she had a miscarriage. This all happened during her podcast, and she said it made things a little bit simpler when it came to leaving her now ex-husband.
I had a miscarriage. I was pregnant again. I had a miscarriage, and I was so relieved. I was so incredibly relieved. And we were laying in bed, and he used to say to me, you're like a block of ice, because I did not want to be intimate. I did not want to have sex. I did not respect him. I did not want to have sex at all. And he used to say to me, it feels like this bed is a block of ice. I used to force myself, gag myself through doing it. Many of you know what that's like. It is torture. And I was relieved.
It's harsh. It's hard to hear. But I kind of understand where she's coming from. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's out of the relationship, really, mentally, physically. And if she is pregnant and they have this baby, there's a whole different set of circumstances here. So I can understand what she's saying, even though it's hard to listen to.
And that was a nasty divorce. If you're not familiar with Bethany Frankel's story, that divorce took like 10 years.
Really?
Yes.
What was so nasty about it?
He and trying to get her money. And then there was a lot of stuff with the one daughter they do have together. And it was very, very contentious.
And she's like super rich. She's skinny margarita woman,
yeah,
right?
She's self-made, skinny girl margaritas. And then she's just, yeah, she literally went from nothing. Like when her first season on Real Housewives of New York City, you were almost kind of like, why is this girl on here? Because she doesn't have a man and she doesn't have a lot of money. Like, it didn't make a lot of sense. But she was friends with another one of the housewives that got her included, Jill Zarin. They had a falling out, but I think they're getting better now. I know all this because I totally watched it hardcore back in the day. I haven't watched an episode in Real Housewives in like 3 years because, you know, I had a kid and got a life.
Don't you wish you could just take some of this stuff out of your head and put like how to double or triple split the atom in there?
Listen, actually, that's not true. I don't have a life and I still watch a lot of TV, but the drama got too much for me. And like, I didn't like the way they were treating each other and it just wasn't entertaining to watch anymore, which is why I quit. She found her niche and it exploded and made millions upon millions upon millions of dollars. Met a man who we thought was the one and they were great. And then like all of a sudden the next day they're not. And it was nasty.
Can I turn this into something fun real quick?
Sure.
Yeah. What would you release from your brain storage in order to put something more important in it? What do you know that you're like, why do I even know that? Get rid of it, because your brain only has so much storage, right? And you don't have money, you see, for any more storage. Get it out and put something important in.
I would have said Taylor Swift lyrics, but I feel like those are really important for what I do as a job. So maybe everything I learned at the University of Florida that doesn't have to do with fart jokes and talking about pop culture.
Probably sports knowledge.
Yeah.
I feel like I got a ton of sports knowledge that I'm never really going to need in life, but I could tell you so much about it, and it's such a waste.
I went down a wormhole yesterday of classic rock and realized I know every word to Kiss's song Beth.
Yeah. Wow. So specific.
Right. Get it out of there and put something important in there.
Yeah. I enjoy my Taylor Swift lyrics, so I'll keep them there for now. On a more fun note as well, Cardi B went on a big rant. Well, I don't know if I would call this fun, but Cardi B to me is just so chaotic that it just naturally comes off as fun. But to me, this is one of the biggest differences between black culture and white culture, whereas white women are always trying to become smaller, smaller, smaller. And I feel like in black culture, women like to have a little bit more curvaceousness. They love to be thicker. And Cardi B kind of went on a similar rant that I did, but instead of wanting to become smaller, she's like, I'm not leaving the house until I put on some pounds.
I told y'all on Spaces the other day that I had like a really bad stomach issue for like a week and a half, and my stomach, I wasn't able to eat, or I wasn't able to take food down. So until I gain weight back, I'm not going out because I do not like how my body looks. No. I look too skinny and I don't like it. Like when I look too skinny, I don't feel like pants look good on me, or skirts or small little dresses look good on me. So I don't know. Give me like a week and everything. I'm starting to eat back normal again. Like, yeah, once I gain a little 5 more pounds or something, like once I, because I'm right now, I'm at that weight that I don't like to be. I weigh 130 pounds right now because I was at 137. I'm like a 130. And then sometimes I'll be like 128. That's bad for me. Like, I do not like being that skinny. So until I gain my weight back, I'm not going outside. I'm fucking doing I'm not putting on no outfit because I feel like I look too skinny, baby. Like, I need to eat and I need some because, you know, helps you gain weight. You know what I'm saying? It just, it's just a science. You know what I'm saying? It's just a science. This is just for my fans so they can know why I haven't been activated. And I also been working, but you know, even though we've been working, like we've been wanting to go out, like we've been wanting to go
She
out.
Is so entertaining, but you nailed it, man. What a stark difference in cultures, because I've heard the joke 5 dozen times from women over the years that got sick or had a stomach flu and said, well, the good news is I lost 9 pounds.
Yeah.
She got to get her thick back. I understand. Yeah,
exactly. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
This is the Burt Show.